Blog Talk Radio.
Kim Kardashian moved Lamar to California for jurisdictional purposes. She moved him to California strictly for jurisdictional purposes. Let's look back at the reason why Lamar is in this so-called situation. Because to me, I believe, personally, my opinion is they're trying to kill Lamar, and this family is so strategic. They pay off TMZ. Obviously, they pay it off the judges or what have you. You know, because anybody in their right mind would question the validity of a so-called document signed while a person is medicated. But in California, however, you know, there's still rules and regulations that states have to abide by, too, like due process. And they're now trying to say this man is so upset that you don't want no one can visit him except Chloe. Now, if his family loves him, and I'm saying his his mother, his father, his auntie, cousins, whatever, they need to rally and get a lawyer. Where is Lamar's lawyer at? Look at the documents, everybody. Look at the documents and see that the signature is just an L. Someone could have put his hand and put an L, or they could have signed it themselves. Remember, she said he was stalking her, did this and that. Like the average, you know, historical black man trying to do this to me, you know, boo-hoo type stuff. And she ran, you know, literally flew to Nevada when he was sent to the hospital. Now, remember, first he couldn't get in the helicopter, but all of a sudden Chloe arranges a helicopter to fly him to L.A. Now, the divorce. Let's talk about the divorce. She filed for a divorce approximately 3 years ago. It just, for some reason, mysteriously set. All of a sudden, it was signed. And then it's just sitting. Sit. Then he mysteriously gets hurt, sick, you know, when he's being with prostitutes for 24 hours and a bodyguard, but they find him alone. Okay, and these two prostitutes had boyfriends who were killed under mysterious circumstances. So, you know, it's likely that they have no problem, you know, getting paid off. And then one of them is supposedly to protect custody, you know, in some type of hiding, you know, being protected. One of them supposedly whose boyfriend was killed. Now, if we look at the situation, you can Google this form, you know, this form that he supposedly signed, you know, but you can also look at the form itself that was so-called signed. Now, you see where it says the lawyer. Now, she didn't sign it, the lawyer signed it, her lawyer signed it. She showed the straw, but she's able to get a lawyer. No one has actually heard Lamar speak. People need to reach out to his family members that allegedly really love him, which I don't know where his spokespeople are or what have you. The name is typed, Lamar Joseph Odom. Who prepared this document? Because she can't be the attorney for both of them. That's a conflict of interest. So, okay, Chloe people prepared this document. If you look at the law, and the law says in some cases, such as this case, I'm trying to find the document for you, such as this case, the petitioner can file a document trying to end the divorce in the jurisdiction, and he could fight it. So who's to say that this man had no knowledge of this and he's trying to fight it? They're not going to let him fight it because the petitioner, which was her, has the right to file. Only she can file in this jurisdiction, you know, to stop the so-called divorce. But we need to look at the legality of this document. Now, this so-called woman, you know, lied on her show as if Lamar was on the phone talking to her. Look at the sequence of events before this happened. They're like a private interest group. They're suspects. You know, she had on her show as if Lamar was calling her, Lamar was reaching out. Lamar was getting tired of her lying on him. She would set him up and tell him to come to certain places. You know, his 17-year-old daughter, or 18, I'm not sure what age she is, she's really the next of kin. And if she's underage, it's his father. They don't want their father or their daughter or his kid's mother touching his money, his estate, or what have you. Because remember, divorce means dissolution. The marriage is dissolved. The papers were signed, you know, and now this man can't speak. All of a sudden, now how do a person, the person who's brain dead, first he was this, first he was that, and then they took everything back. Before he left Nevada, Chloe and the doctor was in the room with the door closed. Who's to say they're not paying these people off? Somebody, you know, needs to do a next of friend, next of kin, litigation on his behalf. This is really suspect. And, you know, I didn't intend on, you know, doing a show about Lamar because there's so much stuff going on in Milwaukee itself. I mean, I got to do a show about twins who were set up by police. I mean, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they're acting like they're their own country. I witnessed where a judge yesterday told one of the twins who has a very low IQ, he was on trial. Now, they had prosecuted his twin because he wouldn't help lie on his other brother, who's an identical twin, and the things you would not believe would happen. So I'm going to do a show about that in the future and a number of different things. But let me just tell you, when he was on the stand, this twin was on the stand. Now, he has a very low IQ, no criminal history whatsoever. The adult, 29 years old, even though he had a low IQ, reads in a third grade reading level, and the so-called perpetrator had tattoos on his arms and neck. And when the twin tried to show the jury he didn't have any tattoos, the judge said, "Stop that. Don't you do that again." A white female judge. I'm talking about these people are clans. This is New Age clans. They're letting Chloe violate the law. Chloe, somebody needs to pull her card hard. You know, because what she's doing is illegal. She had this man flown to L.A. just for jurisdictional purposes. No one has talked to Lamar. Where are the hospital people, his friends or whatever? So they don't want people to come in there and question what's going on. So she flew this man. Look at the picture of Lamar when he's being escorted to the elevator. This man ain't even coherent. He's not even coherent. It's a sad, sick situation. And your contract cannot be valid. Remember, if it's fraud involved, fraud voids everything, regardless of what's alleged to be signed or what have you. And it's fraud involved. And this man is angry because of the game she's playing. She is obsessed with him. And what you see from Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, Kris Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Kylie Jenner, you see what really they don't history don't want you to know, that it's the black man who's being sought after. It's the black man that got to run away. It's not the black man checking for these trifling chicks like them. They are obsessed to the third degree. Look at the broad. Now, I haven't been on here in a long time, you know, doing things that need to get done. But I wish I could open up the chat room. I'm trying to open up the chat room. I don't even know how they do this anymore, if they even have a chat room. I don't know how to go on the call switch or anything. You know, it's going to take me a little bit of time to get back into the spinning thing. But it's really ridiculous. It's sick. And everybody's playing dumb. You know, this is the dumbing down of America. They dumb America down so much where you all really believe that TMZ is a credible source. You know, it's been law. It's been litigation about how media can legally lie. They'll say that Chloe gets everything, the kids get nothing. That's not true. The kids will always get something. The kids automatically inherit from their parents. They're adjudicated. And, you know, they'll tell you, well, she took Lamar back because he said he wouldn't do drugs. You didn't hear Lamar say anything to her. She didn't take Lamar back. She flew to him. She tried to get him to take her back. You got to question these things. We got to look at the thing, because even though he's a so-called celebrity, a high-profile celebrity, well, he's a black man before anything. And they probably put a chip in Lamar. That's my personal opinion. When they closed that door and told the family to get out, you know, stranger things have happened. First, he was on his deathbed. Then they realized, oh, the documents are still there. Someone's going to see it because the contract is signed, whether a judge signed off or not. And for the record, a judge, quote unquote, did not sign the revocation and divorce and dismissal. A clerk did. Everything could be challenged, even if the state is doing that way. How can a court delegate its legislative authority to a clerk? They didn't go before a clerk. I mean, it's an argument into everything. And where are his lawyers? Where is the so-called spokesperson? That's what they mean by money talk bullshit walk. I mean, that's the closest song I could find about a Jezebel. This bitch is a Jezebel. She's a straight Jezebel. You know, they're probably going to kill this man. You know, and I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything of that nature. I'm saying that they're probably going to kill this man. I don't even know if I'm going to air, but I think I am. They're probably going to try to kill this man, but, you know, make it look like it was a medical reason he died. They're going to kill him for the benefit because, truth be told, a nigga like Lamar, niggas in general, are worth more dead than alive. They're worth more dead than alive. Body parts, research, property, money. Don't think it's not. Remember, Michael Jackson, when he died, they allegedly forgot to put his brain in his body. And the heart is worth more than anything. She might agree to donate his body to science. She's so obsessed with him, she don't want nobody with him. Remember, the man is a crackhead. He just messed around with prostitutes. She was messing around with any and everything. French Montana. James Harden. She didn't look like nothing. They don't look like nothing. They have to do plastic surgery to try to look like something. They're not even attractive. They're so sick and poisoned to people that even Bruce is gone psycho. He wants to be a woman. He don't want to be gay. He wants to be a her. Lamar said he felt weak. You know what I'm saying? These people are poison. And it's something about these people that just don't sit right. And the American people need to question this. They've gone all over the world, you know, in private meetings and what have you. They're expert at deception. Kim Kardashian is faking a pregnancy. She is wearing a trench coat so you don't see the straps of her prosthetic belly. And people really believe she's pregnant. She took a picture in the dark. As much as this bitch loves to get naked, you're not going to see a picture up close to her stomach. She took one picture in the dark. She put it on. You could clearly tell it's a plastic stomach. After that, she didn't take a picture again. Look at the baby. I don't even know if Kanye took a test. It's several people that baby looked like. She was married to, oh boy, how can a hoe be considered, you know, 100% sure of who the daddy is? She was a hoe out the gate. Was a hoe, still a hoe, is a hoe. He's pimping his hoe. Kanye's pimping his hoe. He don't even give a damn if it's a baby or not. You know, Kanye got issues in his life. You can always tell the strength of a man by the woman on his arm. You can tell if he's a weak man by the woman on his arm or the strong man. Despite his color, you can tell his character. You can tell his essence by the woman on his arm. Every man that's been with these women is psychologically and spiritually weak. There is no strength in them. But the people need to question this. You know, they really need to question what's going on. People really need to question it. I think that some of us might be like, oh, this nigga deserves it because he messed with this white girl. Ooh, this and that. Let's not forget, Serena messed with a white person. Maya Angelou messed with a white person. A lot of people mess with people outside of their race. But in the spirit of humanity, you know, for his children's sake, people need to galvanize around this man. People need to wonder what's going on because this happened to him, a high-priced millionaire. You know, what you think they're going to do to the average Joe? They out here, like I told you, in Milwaukee. They got a crooked renegade cops planting drugs, pretending like they're in a high-profile area. They use people with low IQs. They had a sex offender going to a house with kids and try to put some stuff in a basement just to convict a guy with low IQ and a sex offender. I mean, this is real. Antoine Fly. Google him. This sex offender sold millions of dollars worth of drugs, and he's an informant. And what he do to get out, he set up people. He set up people left and right. And the system don't care in Milwaukee if you're innocent or not. They're making money. They are, you know, they're making money in the prison system. It's slavery by every means necessary. And we as a people got to wake up. You know, Paul Robeson did something that we probably need to look into. One time, he petitioned the United Nations about the travesty that's going on with the black, so-called black American. They even got us believing we black. Look at your skin. You're gold. Call yourself gold. You're going to feel gold. You're going to feel the essence of that aura of that goldness in you. Look at the statues. Look at the hieroglyphics. Look at Egypt. All these gold people. Your skin is gold. They making black your nationality. Black is not a nation. We got to quit being followers. and question this stuff. And we got to continue to fight and fight and fight and fight. You know, a lot of us might be disappointed in Lamar's actions. Throw him a lifeline. You know what I'm saying? We should not ever want to see our people as a whole hurt. Look at the travesties we have been through. Look at the suffering we have endured. It's psychologically sick to wish harm on your fellow brother. And it's psychologically sick to pray for your enemy. Maybe that's the problem, praying for your enemy. I don't even know how much time I got left on here or what have you. I'm going to be doing more shows because there's so much that need to come out, will come out, is coming out, and have come out, you know. And I appreciate you all for listening, tuning in, and what have you. But, you know, we got to have each other back. Something like a friend of mine, Doris Jew, said about justice. We about her nephew, or Frank Jew, her nephew, you know, if it happened to him, it could have anybody. So if justice is blind, we must be her eyes. We must be her eyes. Now, you have not heard that man speak. You have not seen that man coherent. And that picture tells it all. And they say OJ is her father. And she seems like she's going to get away with murder. You know? But, you know, question authority, man. Why is the hospital, how are you banning his kids from seeing him? How are you banning his, I mean, his baby mama can step in right now. Get a lawyer on behalf of your children because they're minors. Fight for their rights. You know, somebody needs to shake them up to wake them up. This is a lynching. This is a straight lynching. Ridiculous. And it's sad. I'm trying to look on here how to even. I wanted to read you all some things about you know, the rights of the petitioner. She's the petitioner of that divorce, you know, and she's the one that sent that petition in. It wasn't no joint whatever, because the petitioner has a right to file that dismissal. And then if the party, all he can do, the recipient or the respondent, he can contest it, you know. But look what she's doing. All of a sudden he can't speak or what have you. Look at the paper. You go on TMZ and look at the document. They try to put a stamp over it, what have you, but, you know, it's an L, a letter L for signature. And then the dismissal is entered right away. How the hell they sitting up there with a lot of caseloads and a divorce just sitting there, and then all of a sudden the dismissal is entered spontaneously by the clerk? Anything, like my buddy told me, Chairman Fred has to do it himself, like he said, just because something is abnormal and it keeps going on, we can't consider abnormal to be normal. It's abnormal. This is not normal. What's going on? Out of character. And Lamar is too trusting. You know, he really didn't have a mother. The man is too trusting. He trusts them hoes. He trusts them hoes, you know. They set him up. He tried to get away from Floyd. He said he would expose they ass. And next thing you know, you can look at a past episode and Kim Kardashian admitted how she had people follow her. She hired people to spy. You don't know what they had on Lamar. You don't know how they did it. Their whole family flew to the hospital, and you do not see Lamar speaking out about anything. You don't see no one nowhere. This bitch is talking about she's making medical decisions. That's in the hospital. So you can be outside the hospital challenging that stuff. People, his spokesperson can be giving, you know, updates. His family can be outside the hospital getting lawyers involved, holding news conferences. You know what I'm saying? But for whatever reason, it's not happening. You know? But that don't mean the people shouldn't be able to question what's going on, and we should question what's going on. I don't know if the episode ended or what have you, but thank you all for listening. I don't even know what I'm doing on this thing other than talking. But I appreciate you all for listening, and you will hear from me again. Take care. Stay strong, hold on, and don't ever stop fighting. You know? Don't ever stop fighting, no matter what you do, no matter what's it about. All right, well, I'm out. Take care, y'all.